This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها ويصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, from the very first night of this blessed month, there is a concept in the Quran that is repeated, and it keeps banging, and it keeps coming up over and over again from the very first exposure to the Quran, from the very first night, from the very first page after Al-Fatiha, it comes up. And this particular concept is so relevant, especially in this every day, but especially in this blessed month of Ramadan. Because the very purpose and objective of fasting is none other than this concept. And I have to be honest with you, my plan was to talk about it from a theoretical point of view and explain it and do the usual khutbah about taqwa, but then I realized, and the two collaborate. And what this shows you is that this is a message from someone that knows our psyche, and that knows what this month is going to bring out of us. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. O you who believe. So Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses the believers who are going to respond to this. It takes a believer to respond to this. Yes, belief is of different levels. Faith has different degrees. Some people have stronger faith than others, but they're still all believers in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, so long they respond to this call. So Allah Azza wa Jalla knows, and He's calling us to this. He's calling us to this. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ He says, it is written upon you. And notice that he doesn't even say, I have written siyam upon you. He says, it's have been written upon you. This is a very strong way of delivering the message. It has been written upon you. But you're not the only ones. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ As it was prescribed for those who were before you. For what purpose, O Allah? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and Allah didn't have to. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this gift, this beautiful revelation as to why He's obligating us to fast. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So perhaps that you may attain taqwa. This is the gift that this month of Ramadan, and if you think about it, all of the obligations of Islam actually provide us with. A chance to experience, attain, and reach taqwa. So this is the purpose of it. So of course, when you do something that will induce or produce taqwa in you, of course you're going to come to the masjid early. Of course you're going to come to pray for tarawih every single night. Of course you're going to come approach us and ask about opportunities to give fi sabilillah, to give charity and make a difference. Of course you're going to do that. Of course you're going to be wondering whether you should be performing Umrah in Ramadan so that you can get the reward of a Hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or whether you should consider finally making that Hajj that you were putting off for a while. Of course you're going to come and ask about zakah, and you're going to say, what do I do? How do I do it? I haven't been doing it all these years. Of course you're going to come and say, I have this bad habit that I'm dealing with. I don't know whether I should fast while I'm stuck in this. And we tell you, no, fast, so that fasting may help you overcome this bad habit. Of course you're going to come and ask, or you know, say, you know what, I can't take it anymore. I want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to stop this and I want to stop that. Of course you're going to do that. Why? Because this is what fasting was meant to produce. And you're not being hypocritical. You're not. You're a testament to the truthfulness of this ayah. And furthermore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course, when these gates are open and they are calling upon you, of course, you're going to respond and you're going to come. So what you are, you and I are experiencing, brothers and sisters, is the very concept that I wanted to talk about. So I realized that there is a practical manifestation of it. So what can we get out of this khutbah? Now that you have gotten a taste of taqwa, we know that we may not be able, and it's very difficult for us to maintain the same level of spirituality and commitment after the month of Ramadan is gone. And instead of waiting to talk about this at the end of the month of Ramadan, perhaps maybe I should bring it up right now. Should we give up? No. So what should we do? Try to connect with as many, and at the least, one of these aspects that change in your life. One of these elements. At the least, get a lesson. Start now and for the next 3 weeks. Yes, I'm saying 3 weeks, brothers and sisters, because believe it or not, 25% of the month is already gone. This is the seventh day. And before you know it, the month will be over. So for the next 21 days, you have a golden opportunity to take one or two or three elements that have been bothering you. Help you attain this beautiful element that the Quran from the very first page starts bringing up. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Alif Lam Mim, Thalika al-Kitab. That is the book that we've been reciting every night. And many people, they are now reconnecting with the Quran, reciting the Quran every day. A habit that you don't see very often. Beautiful scene when you see people sitting on the very first page of the Quran. Al-Fatiha, and immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about taqwa. And it just keeps coming up again and again, and it will continue to come up throughout the whole Quran. This is the objective of this month. So brothers and sisters, let us connect with the objective of this month, and let us make sure that we get something out of this month, something that has to do with taqwa. Let allow the month of Ramadan to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and I overcome our weaknesses and our shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this month, give us the strength and the inspiration that we need to continue to do that which pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accept the little that we're doing, rectify our affairs and forgive our sins. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. Great scholar by the name of Talq ibn Habib said, إذا وقعت الفتنة فأطفئوها بالتقوى. He said, when tribulations fall, he said, فأطفئوها بالتقوى. Extinguish it. Put it out with taqwa. Taqwa is one of the most effective, or it's the way, according to him, to combat fitna. Fitna. So that the fitna doesn't get into your heart, it doesn't get into your household, it doesn't get into your community, it doesn't get into your world. Because if fitna comes into your life, it will ruin it. So he says, فَأَطْفِئُوهَا بِالتَّقْوَى. With it, with taqwa. So when he said that, they said to him, وَمَا التَّقْوَى? Please move forward and fill in the gaps. So they said to him, وَمَا التَّقْوَى? So what is taqwa then? Or, by the way, what is taqwa? A question that we need to ask ourselves. You need to ask yourself this question. We need to research it and read and reflect and try to focus on the practical aspects of taqwa and also the manifestations of taqwa. My dear brothers, by the way, the khutbah is recorded and it's online. So inshallah ta'ala, if you need to, you don't need to bother and record it, because it's there. It's already, manifestation of taqwa is right there. You see it. You see it within your own life. You see it every day. Why are you fasting? Why are you fasting? It's taqwa. Believe me, it's taqwa. Just in case you thought you had no taqwa, no, you have taqwa. And that's why you're here. Why are you here? You have taqwa. You just needed something to bring it out. And this is the month of Ramadan. This is the gift that the month of Ramadan provides us with. Right. Why do we pray Tarawih every single night? It's taqwa. Why are we calling upon you, or why are you coming to us and asking us about what can I do? What can I donate to? What kind of contribution can I make? What do you need for the month of Ramadan? Why? It's taqwa. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, اتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Preserve and protect yourself from hellfire, even if it's by giving away and donating a piece of date. And there are people bringing boxes. And there are people asking about feeding the miskeen. And there are people asking about covering the expense of the month of Ramadan. So of course we're going to donate and give in charity and make a difference. Of course, because this is the month of taqwa and you're experiencing the effects of taqwa. So Talq ibn Habib further, he says, just to clarify it, he says to his students, taqwa, you're asking about taqwa, أن تعمل بطاعة الله. It is to do, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. على نور من الله. Upon أن تعمل بطاعة الله. For you to seek to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and do good deeds upon the light of Allah, upon the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Coming here to please me or impress anyone, you're here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he further compliments his definition by saying, وَأَن تَتْرُكَ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ. And for you to stop sinning, stop offending Allah Azza wa Jalla, عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, upon the light of Allah, and because of the light of Allah, and because of the guidance of Allah, light here signifies guidance, upon the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, تَخَافُ عِقَابَ اللَّهِ, fearing the punishment of Allah. This is taqwa. You're experiencing it as we speak. So brothers and sisters, try to connect with something. Brothers, don't pray before that time, and try to stop eating and drinking before that time. That's the message. It's a simple 10 or to 15 minutes before 11 o'clock. Iqama for Fajr is at 4:45. Ramadan expenses.